Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's get real. Life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and just keeping up with the daily grind, it's easy to get caught in a negative spiral. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool at your disposal that can literally rewire your brain for positivity? Yep, you heard me right, positive thinking isn't just some fluffy feel-good mantra. It's backed by science. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of neuroplasticity and how it connects to positive thinking. Buckle up, because this is going to change your perspective on how you think and feel. You know that feeling when you're stuck in a rut? Like everything is just going wrong? Well, science tells us how brains actually create those neural pathways, the mental routes we take when facing challenges or stress. But here's the game changer. Neuroplasticity means our brain isn't static. It's constantly evolving and changing based on our experiences. This means we can actually rewire those negative thought patterns and build new, more positive ones. Think of it like training your brain for a marathon. The more you practice positive thinking, the stronger those neural pathways become, making it easier to access that positive mindset when life throws curveballs. So how do we start rewiring our brains? It's not about ignoring negativity or pretending everything's perfect. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, even in challenging situations. Start by practicing gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, the simple joys that often get overlooked. Cultivate optimism by looking for the silver lining in difficult situations. Remember that old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. It's true. Believe in your ability to overcome challenges and find solutions. Next up, we gotta talk about affirmations, those powerful statements you repeat to yourself to reinforce positive beliefs. Think of them as mental training exercises for your brain. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try, I'm capable of handling this. The more you use affirmations, the more they become ingrained in your subconscious mind, shaping your thoughts and actions. Another game changer is mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and simply observing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Practicing mindfulness can help reduce stress, increase self-awareness, and cultivate a sense of inner peace that makes it easier to approach situations with a positive mindset. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of negative thoughts? Imagine this. You're driving through rush hour traffic, and suddenly, your mind starts racing, I'm going to be late, this is the worst, I hate traffic. Sound familiar? Well, that's your brain on autopilot, running those old, familiar negativity scripts. But here's where neuroplasticity comes in. By consciously choosing to interrupt those thought patterns and replace them with positive affirmations or mindful observations, you can literally rewire your brain to respond differently to stressful situations. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine waking up each morning with the intention to see the good in every situation. Instead of grumbling about the weather, you appreciate the fresh air and sunshine. Instead of focusing on deadlines, you celebrate the accomplishments you've already made. This mindset shift isn't just wishful thinking, it's a powerful tool that can transform your life. Today, I challenge you to start practicing positive thinking. It might feel awkward at first, like flexing a muscle you haven't used in a while. But the more you do it, the stronger it becomes. Remember, your brain is incredibly adaptable, and by choosing to focus on the positive, you can literally rewire yourself for happiness, resilience, and success. So, are you ready to take control of your thoughts and create a more positive reality? I know you can. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from these insights. And be sure to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what positive shifts you're experiencing in your life. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep striving for that Stoic Mindset Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.